G'day, my name is Ken Simpson. This is the first episode of my new podcast, Beyond the Black Stump. I hope you'll join me over the coming weeks as we explore both kinds of thinking, this side of the black stump and beyond. The idea of the black stump is an Australian colloquialism. It's used to describe the limits of the mapped or surveyed area. The term seems to be derived from the practice of burning or marking a tree stump as a surveyor's mark. It's also a metaphor for the limits of our known universe, and it can also reflect the limitations we impose on our own thinking. And this quote describes that quite well. The black stump is much more than an imaginary marker. It is a fixed point in our mind, the fixed ideas that limit our thinking. It marks the limit of our comfort zone. That quote is from Ed Simpson, my father. He had chosen the concept of the black stump as the title and theme of a book he was writing. Unfortunately, he passed away before he could finish his book. That was 5 years ago today, the 4th of September 2010. At the time, I wanted to finish his book, but nobody can write the book that another person conceived and started. Instead, this podcast is the extension of that theme. He set out to create a practical handbook that was a combination of new ideas and his practical experience. That's the format that I hope to share with you over coming weeks and months. This podcast is dedicated to the sentiments and ideas that motivated his book, the comfort zone that exists this side of the black stump, and the innovative and novel thinking that takes place beyond the black stump. Each week, I'm going to be chatting with a different guest, fellow practitioners in the risk, resilience, and continuity communities. And they're going to share their history, their current context, their accepted practices, and their novel ideas. The aim is to provide a new and practical approach to thought leadership in these disciplines. President John F. Kennedy said, "Leadership and learning are indispensable to each other." But the concept of thought leadership has become somewhat devalued recently. Too often, it is nothing more than marketing and self-promotion, and in many of the worst cases, it is simply empty and meaningless context. That problem was highlighted quite significantly in a recent court case in the United States of America. I'm going to link a couple of articles about this in the show notes for those who are interested in exploring it further. But basically, the case was brought by a former employee of this company who claimed she was fired as a result of an affair she had with another executive of the company. The company, of course, countered that that wasn't the case and it was performance-based. The employee was fired because she had not demonstrated thought leadership. Much of the evidence in the case seemed to be around this idea of thought leadership, and the reports showed that there was very little real substance offered as to what actually constituted thought leadership. Eventually, the jury submitted a question, a written question to the judge, and they asked these questions. How long does it take to become a thought leader? Can it be learned? Can it be taught? Is it possible not to become one after many years? Unfortunately, even though the jury put that question in writing, there was no real substance offered for what constitutes thought leadership by the many expert witnesses brought to talk to the subject. In this podcast, I'm going to take the approach that anybody can be a thought leader. That thought leadership is where we encourage people to think in a practical yet critical manner, rather than telling people what to think. If we want to lead or implement any change in our personal lives, in our professional lives, within our professional disciplines, then that has to start with thinking. Thinking about future possibilities and thinking about current capabilities. I'm going to be working from the basis that thinking is a social activity. We come together to share and develop our ideas. So these podcasts will be based on conversations as a forum to seed and encourage the thinking process. These podcast sessions are going to be unscripted conversations around the experiences, ideas, and visions of potential futures that my guests will share. You're invited to continue that conversation in our LinkedIn discussion community, and the connections to that will be listed in the show notes, so you can come there. It's an open LinkedIn group. Anybody can come along and join. Until recently, I didn't listen to a lot of podcasts. Once I started, I came to see them as a really valuable learning resource, a resource that is very well matched to many of the demands of our contemporary work and social lives. Podcasts are a great on-demand medium. You can listen at any time that suits you, rather than having to be available when the item is scheduled or broadcast. These days, I rarely listen to the radio or music in my car during my daily commute. Instead, I have several podcast episodes just sitting there waiting to fill the time that otherwise was lost to me. Others are reporting that they listen to podcasts during exercise. The guest in my next show, Luke Bird, has a really unique way of using podcasts and consuming them.
My form of listening usually is between my commutes and my just before in replacement of a book on the evening before bedtime.
Well, the other great things about podcasts is you don't need to set up your laptop or desktop computer to play these shows. These days, we all carry a smartphone in our pockets, and those are the principal devices for downloading and playing podcasts. When I started to research for the development of this show, I couldn't find any current, ongoing podcast shows targeted to the risk resilience communities. I hope you find this one to be a worthwhile resource, and if you do, I'd really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to go to iTunes and leave a review or comment. That's great for promoting the show, getting it high in the iTunes search engines, and helping other people to find and learn. And September is promoted by the Business Continuity Institute as Education Month. So what better time to launch a new educational resource? What better time for you to go and subscribe to this podcast, which means it's going to download onto your smartphone each week when new episodes are released, and that's going to help you to use it as another tool to gain some different ideas and expand your overall education. Today, 4th of September, is the launch date. In addition to this brief introductory episode, there are two other full episodes, interviews with a young, emerging voice in the industry, and an older, more established figure to present two entirely different perspectives of the history, present state, and future of our disciplines. If you'd like to be a guest on the show and share your experiences and ideas, I'd love to talk to you. Reach out to me via email, be linked in the show notes, my LinkedIn profile. Please connect up with me, the Beyond the Black Stump Twitter feed, and we'll set up a chat. Again, if you want to continue the conversation, love to engage with you over on the LinkedIn community. Thank you for taking the time to listen today. Hope you're going to join me in future episodes, and take care until next time.